This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Farmers impacted by COVID-19 will be receiving some much-needed assistance from the United States Department of Agriculture. President Donald Trump and Secretary Sonny Perdue announced a two-phase plan recently to provide assistance to farmers, with Secretary Perdue saying the country is realizing the importance of agriculture.
More than ever now, our country knows where our food comes from. They're depending on our farmers and ranchers to grow and produce that food that we need to live. And I think in times of national emergency such as this, that's become even more apparent.
Secretary Perdue says the pandemic has resulted in a shift in the food supply cycle.
The food supply chain has been resilient while having to adapt very quickly when food that used to go to restaurants now needs to go to retail outlets. I think when you really think about the fact that about half of our calories are consumed outside the home, that's been a dramatic shift in our consumption patterns. And the misalignment of production and supply has created some real challenges here.
He says the program will provide assistance to all size farmers.
$16 billion in direct payments to our farmers and ranchers who've experienced unprecedented losses during this pandemic. For this portion of the program, our economists and USDA evaluated commodity-specific losses occurring during the mid-January to mid-April timeframe. For immediate assistance. This program is open to farmers and ranchers regardless of size or market outlet.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with five locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Bestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.